Om Shanti. A very warm welcome to Karuna Bhaiji. Let us all wave hand and welcome him. So, a few words of introduction. We are very fortunate that despite his very busy schedule, Karuna Bhaiji has given his time for us. So, a few words of introduction about Bhaiji. Karuna Bhaiji came into knowledge in the year 1960, and in the same year he dedicated his life to the service of humanity. He pioneered in the expansion of spiritual services in southern states of India, and he is a linguist in 13 languages and holds diploma in mechanical engineer. In the initial years he worked in Hindustan Mechanical Tools Company in Bangalore and was also an entrepreneur, which he worked for several years. And he was also a correspondent for several media houses. And since 1971, Bhaiji was invited to stay at Mount Abu at the Brahma Kumaris headquarters as a PRO to assist in the administration and various service projects while still being a special correspondent to Rajasthan Patrika, United News of India. And in this capacity, he traveled to various countries and was interviewed by BBC, Voice of America and several other TV stations. Also, Karuna Bhaiji introduced wide range of technical equipment and latest technology in the headquarters, in all the campuses and also in several BK campuses in India. Also, while being vice chairperson of Media Wing, he rendered a wide range of media services that include several value-based conferences for media professionals, creating of content that is broadcasted in various television channels, and also several retreats across the country. He is an eloquent speaker and he has given hundreds of lectures in values and spiritualities in various conferences and retreats. Currently, Bhaiji holds the following positions. He is the Additional Secretary General of Brahma Kumaris. He is a Public Relations Officer and Chief of Multimedia. He is a Board Member of Raj Yoga Education and Research Foundation, Vice Chairperson of Media Wing, and India Coordinator for IT and Media. And he has several decades of dedication and capacity building had led the organization to do this level of media services across the globe. So we are very grateful for all the services he has rendered. And today, Karuna Bhaiji would share his personal experiences with Mamma, Baba and all the Dadis. Thank you, Bhaiji.
Om Shanti. It's my pleasure to meet all of you. I heartily welcome you to Madhuban, because many souls who know that God has come to Mount Abu, he gave the knowledge no other university has given. But very few reach here who are the luckiest ones. I remember one incident in my life when I came first time to Madhuban. The teacher, whom we call guides, they have guided me. When Baba asks you that you have come to Madhuban, so I am supposed to say, yes Baba, 5,000 years before. And it took 4 days to come from Bangalore to Abu at that time, changing trains from each places. But nowadays they come in 1.5 days. All the time they used to remind me, several times they reminded me that you should say that if Baba asks, You should say that, yes, Baba, I have come 5,000 years before. So, as usual, I came to the class, you see, and Baba was giving knowledge, and we were very few. At that time, you know, 10-15 people in Madhuvan means the Pandav Bhavan, the only one building. So, we used to say Madhuvan is full. As all of you know now that there are 20,000 people means it's full. So, Baba was giving knowledge and he saw me and he said, you have come first time? Yeah, I said, yes, Baba. And my teachers were there and they were just looking at me. So how difficult it is sometimes, you know, in front of Baba to tell something which has been taught than the real. So that was my first experience when I came here. Of course, when we come first time to Madhuvan, we were supposed to meet Mama first and then Baba. I was just 20 at that time. So when I met Baba, Mama, first time in the same old building behind, so Mama was giving drashti to me and I was almost, I was not aware what I am at that time because Mama's drashti was so powerful. I was just forgot everything. And so after some time, you know, nowadays we start all dialogues with Om Shanti and all. But at that time, no, always with drashti. Whomever we meet, first we give drashti to each other. So, Mama was giving drashti and I was almost, you know, not conscious of anything, nothing, no thoughts were coming in me. So I saw the Mama was getting up after 5-10 minutes of drashti. Because they were also knowing that I am not knowing Hindi at that time properly, as I have come from South India. Of course, next year when I came, I was able to speak Hindi properly. So, Mama got up and she was coming near to me. And automatically, I just got up from my seat also and I was going near to Mama. I mean, I can't think of that now. And when I came near to Mama, Mama took me in her arms. The photo also is there now. Mama was holding me on my shoulders. But of course that was taken later on. But the first meeting was she took me in her arms and she just spoke a word in Hindi with the explanation that, oh, you are kalap pehle wala bachcha hai. You are child of 5,000 years before. Kalap means 5,000 years before. That word, why I remember is that it was only Mama, whomever is she, and she was able to recognize who this soul is. So that was my first experience. It was only Mama who could know that this soul is Baba's child and how many years. So I came out and then asked with my teachers what this means. Mama said, Kalap pehle wala bacha hai. What does it mean? I came from Bangalore and Mama says something like this. So then they explained me that the Mama said that you are the same and 5,000 years before. So that is my first experience when I came to Madhuban. In the evening, after meeting Mama, we were supposed to meet Baba. So I came to Baba's room to meet, but I was prepared because in South India, when we meet saints, we always fall and touch their feet. So that's how we meet any great saints. And I had the same impression that, you see, I am going to meet Baba, so I must, you know, meet like that. So I was prepared. So when I saw Baba, Baba's head's also like that. And because Baba was knowing that I am not knowing Hindi much, she said, "Yes, son." This was the first word Brahma Baba said. That then I came to know Baba speaks in English. Also, I came to know that he was reading an English newspaper, Hindustan Times, at that time. And Baba also had a radio, that also I saw. He was hearing the BBC. Sometimes in the Murli, he used to tell what happened in the world, anywhere. So he was aware of everything, of what is happening in the world also. So that's how I met Baba also. She took me in his arms and then we sat. The first experience I had with Baba asked me, like Laukik father, what I am doing and how is my work and how I am feeling. So everything, like, you know, the Laukik parents ask a child. So Brahma Baba asked me everything about what I was doing and all that. That's how my first experience. Of course, the giving sight was unique, and I remember again when I came to Brahma Kumari's center first, there also I had an experience which I never had this earlier. That was the Dadi's name was called Radhe Pushpa. If you have heard another name, Chandramani Dadi, who was also called Lion of Punjab. So Sherdi, we used to call Punjab ki Sherdi. So Chandramani Dadi and Radhe Pushpa Dadi, they were sisters. So I was the student of Radhe Pushpa Dadi. And when I met her first, I asked her, "What are you doing?" She said, "I remember Baba, God." So I asked her, "Which God?" So she laughed at me because I gave my introduction, of course, not like this. I don't hear that as usually. So I just told that I am an engineer and all that. And I have read spiritual books also. So I told her. She said, "You said you know spiritual and all that, and you don't know that God is only one." And Even till today, I remember that the first words he asked, God is one and one only. And that she gave me that. That made me some interest that I should know from her who is God and who is that one God. But I just asked casually with her that how you remember God? Because, you know, in India we have many ways of praying God. So I just asked, how you remember God? She said, okay, I will remember God. She thought I was just 20, young boy, asking so many questions. So she thought that it is good that I can just be in the remembrance of God. So she just started remembering God. Within few seconds rather, her face has become so enlightening and bright, so much, that I said, what is this? I have never seen any great saints who are in that position, like so happy she was. And from her eyes also I can feel that the water was flowing and she was so happy. Within 5-10 minutes, she was just lost somewhere. I said, what is this? So I decided I should know this meditation, what it is. That was my first experience with Brahma Kumaris. So next I asked, I want to come tomorrow. So she said, you can come early morning at 5:30. She thought, when will he come? He will not. A young boy. So, but I went there 5 minutes earlier and started knocking the door. Because I remember that how much she was happy and in the remembrance of God. So though I was also singing songs and all that in Bhajan Mandali, we call it as, where we all gather together and pray God with the songs and all that. So, but we were not so happy as I saw with her. Because why I say this, that even now Baba says two words. We should be known to the world with two words. That is chehra and action, chalan. Chalan or chehra, Baba says, from your face and from your actions. People should recognize you, you are something different. You are not like any other children. So that's how I saw Brahma Kumaris of that time, who have just come from Karachi, Pakistan, you see. So they have practiced so much of meditation under the guidance of Baba and Mama. And everyone, even I remember when I reached Abu Road by train, one Didi was there to receive us. When I, Buri Dadi we call it as. So when I saw her, I saw as though an angel has come down and to receive us. So that was my experience, first experience, when I saw in Abu when I came at railway station. So that's how I started my journey to Mount Abu. So then the one more experience I had, because I just came to Abu hearing that God is coming in the body of Brahma Baba. So that really made me so interesting. And whatever Dadis were telling, they were all truth and I believed it. And only this one point, that God is coming in the body of Brahma Baba, that was really surprising, but I need not say anything. I said, I want to meet him first. On the third day, I said this to Dadis, I want to go to Abu and hear from Baba directly, because it used to take 15 days a Murli to come from Abu to Bangalore. So I said, I would like to hear from God directly. But internally, I was curious. I wanted to know the God has come in the body of Brahma Baba. So when I met first with Baba also, though I felt as father, but God coming in him, that I wanted to see. So the next morning, when I went to the class, I was just trying to see that when Baba is coming and when Baba is going. So I was trying to see, but I could not see anything. Except one thing, which I noted all the time, that is, first Baba comes and sits, and then a record used to be played by Chandras Babu. So then Baba used to say, or the first line itself, that he used to say like this, just Baba see to him and he stops it. It may be just one line, but it stops. But then Baba used to just make a noise like that, always, every day. Before Murli, this was the sound. So we are all young people used to sit in front of Baba, and when we hear that sound, so each one used to say, the lion has come, lion has come. I said, where the lion has come? But that sound every day when Baba did. So then we used to come to know that now Shiva Baba has come. That was the first sign all of us used to feel. And the second one I saw was when we used to meet Brahma Baba, very sweet, very silent, very royal, and each word is so royal, you know. But when Shiva Baba comes, the lion comes in Brahma Baba, the speed was different. And so fast and continuous, and about the whole world, 5,000-year cycle, in every Murli, Sakar Murli, you see, the Baba starts from somewhere and goes from somewhere and then rounds up and everything. So the teachers used to tell us that in Sakar Murli, you can write that what is a new point Baba said today and what is the suggestion he gave for the service and all this and what to inculcate today. So everything you can make separate, because it was a continuous what Baba was telling. And always Baba said one word, that is, today I am giving this Murli only to children. This is not supposed to be told to others. No. This is for the children only. So Sakar Murli is for children only. I was thinking that why not we tell to others? We should tell to others. Otherwise, how will they know that what is the right, what is wrong? The time has come in India also now. We really cannot say what Baba told to we children. Like, you know, Shiva and Shankara is different. In India, people call them as Sanatan. Hindu or Sanatan they call. Almost all the people of India who believe in Hindu religion or the Sanatan religion, they believe Shiva and Shankara as one. And if I tell them today that Shiva and Shankara are different, they will say, who are these people? From where have they come? Otherwise, we are also belongs to India and we should follow according to them. So if we don't follow according to them, then it is a problem. Like if we say Ram is not God, the whole India is saying Ram, Ram, Ram. It's for with the statue and picture. So now we understand why Baba said that this knowledge is not for others, it is for you children only. Because Baba has said that how golden age Lakshmi and Narayan and then the Rama and Sita. So that's how the whole cycle Baba explained to us. So therefore, it was only for children. We were not supposed to say all this. So that's how 4 days I was trying to see Baba's forehead that Shiv Baba is coming, Shiv Baba is coming. I believed, yes, Baba is coming because the force Baba used to say the knowledge was different, not like Brahma Baba. Even now we have recordings of Shiv Baba through Brahma. They are totally different. Even the voice also is slightly different and the speed also is different. But still I said, when he comes, I must be able to see. So 4 days I tried to see, but I couldn't see. Then I suddenly remembered, I can't see my own soul or the soul of others. So how can I see Shiv Baba with these eyes? So I said, because we were allowed to stay in Madhuban only for 7 days. So 4 days I tried to see Baba like that, but I couldn't experience. So on the fourth day I said, I will not waste my time now, because I was getting very good yoga and I was enjoying the so much of power from Baba. But now I am not able to feel that. So let me think that I am not the body, because in today's Murli also, yesterday's Murli, Baba was saying that even for a minute, if you get a time, just be bodiless. Just think that you are a soul, you are not the body. So whenever you get a time, you practice this. So that's what we were doing also, or we were taught in the first lesson, that we are not this body, we are soul. So I started concentrating myself as a soul and then started remembering Baba in Paramdham. Not thinking that I am in Madhuban or I am in front of Brahma Baba and all that. But I started thinking of Shiv Baba in Paramdham and making myself as a conscious of self, that is the soul. I was surprised. Baba's sight just came on me. And when I became soul conscious myself, and Baba's sight came on me, and the power what I experienced on that day, even today I remember that how Baba made me to experience God Himself is in Baba's body, and through Baba's eyes, I was getting the power. So that's how I experienced God first time in Madhuban. But for all of us who have seen Avyakt Baba, when Avyakt Baba comes in Gulzar Dadi and gives drashti to all, there may be 20,000, 25,000 people, but the pin drop silence seen at that time. So people always, you know, the new people who come, they say so much of silence cannot happen in any other gatherings of 20,000, 30,000, no. You can see the difference of silence there. So here we experience, even now when Baba came, I can even tell you, we all know that we are playing the recording of Baba, but experience is equally same. When Baba gives the sight, drashti, the whole gathering, pin drop silence. And each one experiences that Baba is with me. And Baba is giving the power to me. That is, everyone experienced that on that day, that power of silence. So even in the last also Baba gives sight to all. And that's the experience what you, all of you, are experiencing tomorrow. And we also experience. I am sitting on the stage, but the TV on the stage also is there, and two TVs they have put on the bigger ones on the front also. And I also feel the same experience as Baba used to come through Gulzar Dadi. That's how we experience Baba. First, we have to be soul conscious, and then Baba's experience all of us can have, and you will just forget it, that where you are sitting, everything just goes out of you and you are in front of Baba. So that's how I had the first experience through Mama and through Baba. Of course, in Yajna, I was always called that he is Mama's child. So the experience of that is because that I used to, before meeting Baba, I used to speak to Mama, and can I ask this to Baba, what I have to say to Baba and all that. And Mama used to tell us, teach me, and then I used to talk to Brahma Baba. So that's why everybody knows that. Even Brahma Baba, as our other brothers, we had senior brothers, they used to hold Baba's hand, Sakar Baba's hand, and you know, they walk with Baba and all that. I couldn't do it because all the time it was in my mind that Shiv Baba is in Brahma Baba. I could never make the two souls, though knowledge, yes, I have, but seeing, I can't see two souls, but I always see that Shiv Baba is there. So if someone is standing in front of Baba or God knowingly, I couldn't, you know, hold Baba's hands and be free, like, and talk something. No. While sitting, yes, when Baba and myself, we used to, in Baba's cottage also, or Baba's room also, or in the office also sometimes, yes, we talk and give and take. But otherwise, I always know that Shiv Baba is in Brahma Baba. That's how I had my experience with Baba and Mama. What happened was, in 1965, Mama left body, which I couldn't take it because I was so close to Mama, and suddenly Mama had to leave body. So that was a big, you know, this one. So one day, Brahma Baba could feel that we children are not able to come back to our consciousness, like, you know, it's okay, Mama has gone, no, we couldn't take it. So Brahma Baba had to tell in some murlis that I am also your big mother. If you have heard in any of these murlis, in Sakar murlis, Brahma Baba told this, that I am also big mother. Then we remembered why God has been said in India, of course, Tvameva Matascha Pita Tvameva. You are my mother and you are my father. First, Baba is God, is our mother, and then he is our father also. That is, we used to always in praying, we used to say that, Tvameva Matascha Pita Tvameva. You are our mother, you are our father. So we remember that, and I also remember after Mama left the body, so Brahma Baba used to love us so much, especially who were very close to Mama. Baba used to give the same love to us, so that we feel that Brahma Baba is also our mother and he is our father. And also I remember I used to be in Bangalore, that is south part of India, and Baba is in Mount Abu. So Baba used to write every week a letter to me, and I used to wait as though, you know, that letter has to come. If it doesn't come, I don't like to eat, I don't like to sleep. So I was waiting for Baba's letter like that. Even if you read any Baba's letter written to anyone, it was so loving and so powerful. Murli's, yes, for all children, but the letter was specifically particular children Baba used to write, and that was so much we are attached to it, as though it is like, you know, the husband and wife, so husband writes a letter from far. And so like that, we used to have so much of love to Baba as mother and father both, and we have nobody else other than him in this world. So that was the love what we used to have with Baba. And from the day we arrived to Abu, we are so close to Baba, and all the time we remember Baba, and he used to treat us in a different ways every day. And at the last, you might have seen in the film which we have made now, that Baba used to just show his handkerchief and show, you see, bye-bye or ta-ta. So that scene is always in our mind. That's how Baba loved us so much that we are still alive today, that with the same love and same remembrance. And whenever he says something in the murli, it is for everybody. Though Baba knows each individual's also what we do and what shortcomings are with us, or the what qualities we have, Baba knows. But still, Baba never say to any individual that you are this, you should not do like this, and never and never. But when he used murli, it was so much strong that we had to hold our ears. So today Baba made us expose. He knows everything what we are doing. And so Baba says, I can read, I know what is happening in your mind, but that's not my job. I don't do that. That's what Baba says. But sometimes Baba also say that, yes, I can see, I can know. Because sometimes when he says that, I know my children, how much they love me and all that, he tells, and we read that. So therefore, Baba was to give a very strong murli. Now I tell you, one day, Dadis, our Prakashmani Dadi, Prakashmani Dadi was reading murli one day, and it was so strong murli. In every sentence, in every time, Baba used to say, children don't do this, children don't do this, children don't do this, children do like this. The whole murli was like, you know, very strong and very powerful sometimes. So when Dadi read, Prakashpani Dadi read, and she just kept the murli like this, because all our stern, today's Baba's murli is very strong and it is very powerful, so she just kept it. And she started talking, "Baba, we are not good children, you know. We don't follow what you say, is it? We do these mistakes and all that. This is the..." "Okay. If you can find some better children than us, you can go and find them." We were surprised with whom she is talking, to whom she is saying. And she was saying to Baba, "If you don't like me, we are not following you fully, or we are not doing what you say, and this one, then you can find somebody else." So you also laughed, I know, because Baba is not going to find other than all of us. So we are the only children whom we know, and he knows us also. That's how we are all here together today. So that's how our dadis are also. I have seen the efforts of dadis, that what Baba say, they do it so honestly. Sometimes I was thinking, Baba should have made me also a Brahma Kumari. Why only Brahma Kumari? Because there is one speciality in mothers or the sisters, that is, once they believe something and they strongly follow it. That is why you see in India, Dharma Patni, only for wife it is said, Dharma Patni. She is very religious and very strong. No Dharma Pati. So that is why Baba always kept mothers on the front. Once they understand, they will change this world. They will not be changed, but they will change the world. And that's what has happened now, that we are in so many countries and people are changed. And you are all here now. It is because of our sisters who really practice it and then teach to others. And then I found when Baba left body, so first time one Dadi became in charge, that is Prakashpani Dadi became the chief of Brahma Kumaris at that time. Otherwise, Baba was there, and then Mamma was also called as the chief of Brahma Kumaris. First mother. Then the second mother was Prakashpani Dadi. The problem was, there were so many seniors in this one, like Jagdish Bhai, who wrote all the scriptures of Brahma Kumaris. First, and then Ramesh Shah, who was taking care of the financial and the many other properties and all that. So similarly, all some brothers, very senior, were there. Now, Dadi had a problem, that how to do with them now? How to control them, how to guide them, or how to tell them? So the first thing they did was, they called all the senior brothers one meeting, like we used to call now the Bhatti. But we were only few, about maybe 20-25 people were there from all over India, who are the oldest ones, who have seen Baba and Mama, and who have become like Nirvar Bhai or Brijmohan Bhai or like that, seniors. And I was also one of them from the South India. So we were all asked to come for a bhatti, and then all dadis were planning that how to win the heart of the brothers. That was a big problem for us, for them. So I remember Chandramani Dadi said, how can I tell anything to these senior brothers? So whom I should see? So then all brothers said, you know, Karunabai will sit in front of you. You see him only and tell. So that was the first bhatti it took in Madhuban. And they did such a good trick that usually brothers, you know, so they know that they have some always ego of their own. And they are able to see shortcomings of others more than, you know, anything else. So Dadi said that please tell one virtues of each brother. Not the same, but as many of us, they were supposed to see the virtues in them and tell that virtue, one virtue of brothers. And why I remember even today was that from that day, how they changed our mind and the seeing each other, anybody, that their virtues of nothing else, not shortcomings. So you can just imagine, we were about 15 or 16 people, and telling each one so many virtues in them, and Baba's children, senior children, so it was easy for us to tell the ones. And each one, we were seeing so many virtues in them, so many virtues in them. So all of us were writing that, you know, with whom we have what virtues. And so the whole thought and everything is changed. So now towards dadis also the same practice became, we thought that they are more virtuous than us because they were with Baba for so many years and practiced the meditation. So our sight is changed. So they became so close to all of us that we started respecting them, and they gave the respect to brothers also. So that's how we, you know, become easy for all of us to go with Dadi and do the service all over the world, and the organization has become so close. So that's how the system has happened, that in the organization that brothers and sisters could cooperate each other by seeing the virtues of each other, not the shortcomings. We will never say if something we find in someone which is not to be there, but we always try to find there must be something, some good virtues with everyone. So we would like to find out that and then tell others that they are this. So that is how we become virtues, and then we become deities. There is no other way to become deities. So sometimes we tell that though I may not have that quality, but because the others tell, oh, he is so good, he is this, so even if I am not good or anything, so I have to be good. So I used to tell that all my friends, you know, they will make me deity, and then I will go as a deity because they will tell me that I am this. So the qualities, so we have to practice to for each other that, oh, you are so good, you are so good, you are so good. And we make them good and they will become the deities. So this is how we Brahmins behave each other, and we go together. So as you have come to Madhuban, you enjoy the peace, you enjoy the love, you enjoy the Baba's house, but at the same time, we are all the chosen children of Baba. Not that we have come. There is so many places in the world to go and, you know, enjoy and spend our holidays. But we came here, it is blessings of Baba. And how peacefully we are all here and we are enjoying it. If you go to Ayodhya, the Rama temple, every day 2 lakhs of people, that is 20,000 or more like that, you see, the people come there. So here we are only few and we stay so peacefully and lovefully and we don't even ask, you see, or know from which country they have come. But we know that we are all brothers and sisters and children of one Baba. That's how the whole family is continuing. That's what they say in Shantivan, 20,000 people and everybody, they do sevas like anything, you see. Nobody asks from where and what and all, but so much of service is going on. So that is the beauty of what Baba gave us as a gift, because you know what is happening in the world. And according to the drama, the time war, what we are seeing now, looks like the last phase. And whatever Baba said to us, that it is visible now and we are able to see. So you are the luckiest ones to be here and to be with Baba. Please enjoy, please experience the silence for yourself, because my feeling is that today peace is the only thing which can be helpful for us all the time. Power of silence, we call it as. That is the highest power what we can enjoy here or make as our first mother of virtues. So you enjoy your silence and peace as much as possible. The night is yours, day is also yours, but you have to make it think that this time you will really enjoy the peace and take peace with you, which will give the highest happiness in Brahmin life. Om Shanti. We would like to sit for 2-3 minutes. Baba's remembrance.
Thank you, Bhaiji, for your sharing beautiful experiences and transporting us to those times. And if anyone has a question, quick question, anybody? You want to ask Bhaiji something? Okay, everybody is satisfied. Yeah, please come. Murli Bhai, come.
Om Shanti Bhaiji, this is B.K. Ravi from Canada. Bhaiji, when sister was giving introduction, she mentioned that you employed new ways of service. So I just like to have an insight about an example, what you observed and what you thought that a new thing should be employed in the Yajna for Seva. Just, you know, an example, Bhaiji. Om Shanti.
You mean the service in future?
In those days, Bhaiji, when the technology was new, so you must have observed something and you thought that something should change and you should introduce something new, Bhaiji.
One good example is, one day in Murli, Sakar Murli, Brahma Baba said, and also Avyakt Baba also said that, ki children will see Baba in their house. I said, what? How can they see Baba in their house? At that time, there was only one television system in India, and very few people have where you can see television in their house, black and white television in their house. We cannot think of even any religious or spiritual or nothing. It was only political and all that. So how can one see Baba, and how we can come in television or anything? I mean, it was a dream only. But it has become true, and my efforts are always, you know, to what Baba say, it should happen, and it will happen. But how? So I used to study on all the technology, whatever is happening in the world, and then it make it true to start with the television, Shilu Didi's half an hour program. In that also they told me that you should not say about your name above for your organization. No. Only what you teach you can speak. That's how we started with that first television, and then government allowed private televisions also. So then we were having slots in televisions. Many of us came in the television, and then we started our own television, Peace of Mind first, and it has become a satellite television. We started with Mumbai, and then it went through the cables. I traveled from all over India, all the places, to meet the cable operators to play with this. So that's how it started. Then we made that as a satellite one. So abroad also can see. Now after that the social medias came. So it is also in your this one. And because Baba coming, we were able to show in that television. Everybody has seen. But now that is not there. So I was asked, no, you should not show in their houses, otherwise nobody will come to the centers. I said, no. Because I remember Kane brother from Brazil and all. So he told me that, Karunabhai, the people are not that rich, they can come to Madhuban and see Baba. So they are seeing Baba through television there also. So you should not stop this. And Janki Didi also said that I am in London on 18th in front of the television, that you should not miss even a single frame. I want to see Baba all that. So that's how the Baba went to all the houses. So now of course we are having our own radio stations also now in different places in India, community radio, and also internet radio through which you can see anywhere in the world. The classes going on here can be seen anywhere in the world because we have allowed it to go in YouTube also. But we are now stopping the Sakar Murlis. Baba's Sakar Murlis, not to go in YouTube after the class. Once the class is going on, is okay, but then afterwards they should delete it, otherwise the channel will go. So that's how we are managing slowly the technology. So whatever the development is there, we are going on with it. Even the Murli, we were doing cyclostyle, and then it came to photocopy, which we started abroad also, because I was traveling all over the world from 1983. So the first computer was a keyboard, which I brought from Germany for the first time. So it has become a part of our life, everything. Then in India we had only 4 language translations, but in Madhuban Baba's house 16 languages we are having now. So technology wise Baba's blessing that I am able to bring everything, including artificial intelligence. We make even the songs of Baba, even we can see the heaven scenes is better than what so far we have done. You can see all actions, all that AI now. But I know that AI is also going to be in its last phase because it has no feeling, expression. But the next stage, what I started now, is called synthetic intelligence, they call it as. So where it can think and it can express. So this is all the developments of things is are happening, and the blessing of Baba to me is the technology which I am always. And in Madhuban, all the technical departments, Baba made me instrument, and it is happening very well here. But all you see, the audio, video, and internet and all that is happening here. Thank you.
Bhaiji, one more question. You know, we go to Pandabhavan, we have Baba's room and Baba's hut. So you were there since early days. What is the difference between Baba's room and Baba's hut? What Baba does in Baba's room and what he does in Baba's hut?
In Baba's room, Baba is there. Even now, I remember Prakashmani Dadi, before going on tour, she used to go to Baba's room. She speaks to Baba and Baba speaks to her. And when she comes out, we are all standing in queue. And then she will tell what Baba said to her. She was the only one. Baba's room, you feel a different atmosphere because all pull Baba there. So that is where Baba is there all the time. And you will feel like that you are with Baba. And Baba's kutiya, the hut where we all go there and sit, that is the place where Baba used to chit-chat with children. Of course, Baba's room also, before that, we used to sit with Baba and chit-chat there. But Baba lived there, and Baba's cot also is there, you see. So 24 hours, we feel the presence of Baba there. But in hut, we used to talk to Baba there. So that was the difference we have.
Thank you, Bhaiji.